This show is part of the RetroZap.com podcast network.
My favorite part of Christmas is watching my family open the gifts I gave them.
I like cookies.
Do you know what my favorite part is? My favorite part is the snow outside. At Christmas, it looks like a marshmallow world.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground.
From the old man that lives next door to Kevin McAllister Studios in Meadowbrook, Alabama, it's the Newscast Movie Show, episode 255. My name is Dave, and I'm your host with my co-host Mikey. Hi, Mikey.
What's up, Dave?
Across the way with the eggnoggy eyes. Hi, Pinky.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It is a marshmallow world out there. This is the Cheetah Girls from the album The Cheetalicious Christmas, which, of course, if you go to Amazon and get that, go through the Newscast and Newscast.com website, you give us a little kickback on buying your copy of The Cheetalicious Christmas,
yes.
Filling up every stocking upon every mantle in your house. I love this episode because this is the time of year when we get to play the Cheetah Girls. Pinky's excited. Mikey's excited. I walked in and Mikey's like, are you playing the Cheetah Girls? I'm on it, man.
I'm so eager for the Cheetah Girls.
And Pinky's already bought the whole album off of on his phone and everything, but we're not gonna play it right now, Pinky.
Okay.
Of course, we are talking Christmas tonight. We'll be talking about guilty pleasures, which that's why we started the episode with the Cheetah Girls, one of Tommy's favorite bands, of course. Producer Tommy. Hi, Tommy. Sean's outside in the freezing cold, frigid temperatures.
That's right.
Building the studio, working on the outdoors, working on the siding. Thank you very much, Sean, for waving through the window. Hi, Sean. And on the line with us, Disney media mogul, podcaster, blogger, mom extraordinaire, friend of the show, Jennifer Kaufman. How are you?
I am doing well. At least you lied about me the other direction and made me sound better than I am this time.
Yes.
Can't get any better than Jennifer Kaufman. But now, you guys, of course, you're best friends with Joe Rohde. Has he told you anything about Avatar? What do we know about the new stuff coming at Animal Kingdom? Can you give us an update?
No, I have no secrets. And when I run into Joe, I don't talk. I forget how to speak. So.
Sorry.
Right, no good. Sorry. Not helpful.
That's okay.
I mean, the show's over. Is that why you brought me on?
Yes, it is.
All right, so let's see where we are. Here we are. We got to do some birthday movies.
Is it that time?
It is that time.
Oh, wow.
Birthday movies, 2011, coming out in December of 2011. New Year's Eve, a great Gary Marshall compilation. The Grey, which is basically Liam Neeson versus Wolves.
Yeah, that's
and
a great
Sherlock
one.
Holmes, A Game of Shadows, which is important to me because I went to see the movie 2 weeks after my kid was born and fell asleep, didn't watch most of the movie because I was asleep. Because that's what happens when you have kids, Pinky. Just be aware. 2006, Dreamgirls. Eddie Murphy should have got an Oscar, but he lost because he did Norbit or whatever movie he did.
Yep.
Children of Men also came out 10 years ago this month, as did Pan's Labyrinth. 2001, 15 years ago this month, check out this list of amazing movies. Ocean's 11, The Royal Tenenbaums, Vanilla Sky, Black Hawk Down, Beautiful Mind, and, of course, The Shipping News, one of Mikey's favorites. And Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Rings, can't leave that out. 15 years old this month. Jerry Maguire came out in 1996, as did Mars Attacks and Scream, the first Scream. 1991 saw Hook, The Last Boy Scout, and Kevin Costner in JFK. 1986, Heartbreak Ridge, which I believe is the premier Granada invasion movie.
Yeah, we get that wrong.
Yeah, we'll
often,
have to make that correction.
So I don't know about that.
The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy once again and Platoon. 1981, we saw Golden on Golden Pond. And, of course, Pinky's favorite Burt Reynolds movie, Sharky's Machine.
Yep.
1976, Rocky, 40 years ago this month, as well as Freaky Friday. 1971, saw Bedknobs and Broomsticks and another family movie, A Clockwork Orange. And 1966, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, coming out this month. All that long ago.
Love that movie.
Wow. Love that movie. That's how old that movie is. And, of course, those are birthday movies. And next month in January, we'll be looking at the 2012 movies and, 5 years previous to that. So
wow.
It's kind of fun to go back and revisit 1966 when Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns were all the rage.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Earl's not here, so you can't talk about those days.
There's no pretentious corner tonight.
No pretentious corner tonight, so I guess we'll have to the pretentious Ohio up there where Jennifer is located. So on 2 weeks in a row, of course, we heard Jennifer last week and on once again this week. And Phil in for short notes, so we appreciate you coming on and joining us, hanging out with us once again. So we're going to play a little game called Box Office Mojo. And looking at Box Office Mojo, we have determined there are 24 movies that hit $100 million this year.
Oh, I'm always so bad at this
now,
game.
We're not going to do all 24. We're going to look at the top 10 box office draws this year, okay? The top 10 box office draws. As of recording right now, there are a few movies that are kind of on the edge there that might overtake number 10. But some of these movies are still going. But what we're going to do is we'll go around the room and start with Mikey and naming one of the movies that you think is in the top 10 of the most money-making movies this year so
sure,
far.
Sure.
If you miss it, you get a strike. Three strikes, you're out.
Right.
We'll try to get all 10 or until only one person's left with however many points. So, Mikey, what is your first guess?
Zootopia.
Zootopia. It is number six with $341 million
yes.
made in the box office. Pinky.
Yes.
Nice. Captain America Civil War.
Captain America Civil War is number two on the list.
Nice.
Number two on the list. Jennifer, what do you think?
Finding Dory.
Finding Dory, it is the number one box office movie. Oh, Captain America had $408 million.
Like a Disney one.
Finding wow. Dory, $486 million at the box office.
Nice. Wowzers.
Very nice. No strikes so far. Mikey.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, number nine with $218
yes.
million and wow. still going. Saw it again last night for the second time. Held up the second time. It's a good
yes,
film.
Yes,
good
it does.
Film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pinky.
I'll go with Batman versus Superman.
Batman
vs.
Superman.
Of Justice.
DVS, Dawn of Justice, with $330 million, number seven at the box office.
Nice.
All right, Jennifer.
This is getting tough now.
Yes.
Well, especially because I never remember when movies actually come out because I see them so late.
Inception is not going to be in the top 10 movies this year, I'll tell you that.
All right. Let's see, big movie. Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Was that this year or last year?
That is
this year.
Year,
right.
Oh. Deadpool, number five.
Nice.
$363
nice.
Million.
Oh, no.
All right, there are four movies left in the top ten that have not been named. Can we sweep this thing?
Wow. Okay. Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad, number eight.
Yes.
Nice.
Number eight. So Mikey's got, what, three? Pinky's got two? Jennifer's got two? Wow.
Yeah, this is hard.
It's
impossible now.
Three movies left.
Yeah.
Star Trek Beyond.
Oh. Star Trek Beyond? It is not
oh.
in the top
10.
Matter
one.
Of fact, it's number 12 on the list.
Strike
oh,
one.
Man.
So strike
Close.
One for Pinky.
What numbers are we missing?
We are missing number three, number four, and number 10.
Oh, 10's going to be so hard. Three and four, though.
Okay.
Oh, man. What else came out?
How accurate do I have to be in the title?
get it fairly close.
Yeah,
I think you'll be
I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, because my original answer was going to be that Harry Potter one, but Fantastic Beasts and where to find them.
Yes,
that was
that's
nice.
Right.
Out.
Nice.
Number 10 on the list.
I'm
number
still
10.
Not Harry Potter,
$191
and
million.
Still so there, we're missing
that's
number
like new, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's still
and
number three and number four.
So
all right,
gaming.
Mikey.
I know one of them.
You know one of them. You're already there.
Yep, I know it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I don't know any more
movies. I mean, could it already be Moana?
It is not Moana. Moana's getting up there. Moana's 16 on the list, but it's not
Moana.
So Mikey's got a strike Pinky.
Okay.
The Jungle Book.
Oh,
Jungle
nice.
Book, number four
nice.
On the
oh,
list.
Oh, there's no way we're getting
so there's
this
one
left.
More
right, so
left.
One more. All right, Jennifer, if you
good.
Get this here,
good.
You win the game, by the way.
That
you
was,
get this one.
That was really good.
What is the number three movie, money-making movie this year?
Dang.
I don't know what movies. I've actually gone to like a handful of movies this year, so.
I will give you a hint. It is not Dirty Grandpa with Zac Efron.
Oh, well, no. And you said they made $1 billion?
No.
Oh, I think you did. Okay.
At least.
Well, I mean, all of these movies. Fantastic Beasts was number 10. It made $191 million.
Yeah, so
it's still
all
climbing.
Over 100
so,
million at
million.
Least.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it still could be. Okay, I don't know. I just don't think the other movies I saw did that well.
It might
I'm
be a little harder,
that.
But
yeah.
Of course, now you have
right.
to think about movies that came out.
Let's say Bridget Jones' Baby. I feel like that's
Bridget
not
Jones'
be on
Baby,
that list.
Number 85 on the list, $24 million.
Pretty low there. I mean, right. The only thing that I
that
can.
That means the other one is probably even lower than I was going to say. Wow.
Yeah, the only thing that I can think of, it's got to be maybe Secret Life of Pets.
That is
oh,
the winning guess.
Yes.
Number,
okay, nice.
Number three on the list.
Nice.
$368
I even saw that
million.
One.
Illuminations, as much as Dave hates Illuminations, they continue to
I don't
to
hate
make,
Illuminations. Yeah, I just don't think Minions
so,
is that funny.
Yeah.
I do want to see Sing,
the
though.
BFG?
The BFG's way low.
BFG? BFG.
Lower than Bridget Jones?
BFG's
no, not that one.
Number 52 on the list.
52.
It made $55 million.
Yeah, it failed.
It was kind of a bomb.
Yeah, it was kind of a bomb.
Yeah, well, and that's what I thought Bridget Jones was as well. And 85th on the list is pretty much a bomb. But.
Right.
Yeah, kind of.
But what about Ghostbusters? I
mean, oh, yeah, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters is 17th on the list.
17th,
oh,
so it was up there also.
Yeah, it was on the top.
I think that's the best we've ever done.
Yeah, we
really should have guessed it.
Yeah.
I think I've seen four movies in the theater.
Let me tell you how bad BFG did. BFG did so bad that Me Before You beat it at the box office. As did My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. London Has Fallen, The Boss, and Miracles from Heaven, the Jennifer Garner movie about
wow.
prayer. So,
dude,
yeah.
That's
sad. I was so excited
poor
for that
Spielberg.
Movie.
Yeah, you just hurt Steve big time.
I don't want to see it. I just don't. I mean, like, I probably...
It's
boring.
Actually, it's boring.
I probably will
it boring?
See it. I just don't want to.
Yeah. That's so sad. I don't
it
like
is
to hear
kind
that.
Of boring,
that.
But
I don't
it's...
Like
it's
to hear that.
I was disappointed. It was because there's so much like world building in the book that you can't do. So it was kind of boring, but I'll watch it again. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't great.
Yeah.
Just I don't know. I guess I will see it just for the sake of having said, yeah, I've seen that movie, so I could talk about how bad it is. But
yeah.
Well, we bought it, and we didn't buy a good dinosaur, so there's that.
Boom. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark Rylance will come out of nowhere and win the Best Supporting Actor award for it, just like he did Bridge of Spies.
And I mean, he was good in it.
He was good in Bridge of Spies, and he was good in,
He was good in BFG, but I mean,
just kind of boring, though.
Yeah, it was just a boring movie, and it happened so long ago, I don't think it's got the Academy's attention.
Now, Jennifer, have you seen The Good Dinosaur since you railed against it last time? I mean, have you rewatched it at all?
No, I have not.
Did
you
really rail against
I think you should watch think you should watch it one more time. Now that your expectations are much lower for what it is, I think you might enjoy it a little bit. I've seen it a couple times. It's not as bad as we thought it was to begin with. It's not great at all.
I don't think my expectations were that high for that one.
Well, I think now that you have much lower expectations, I think you can sit back and actually kind of take that movie in and enjoy it. I think it's okay. I mean, yeah, you know, it's not.
I like The Good Dinosaur. You know. I mean, it's not Pixar's best film by any means.
No,
but I mean, I think I've mentioned on this podcast before. Like, we each have like a lesser Pixar film that we like.
Sure.
Like,
I love The Brave.
Yeah,
Mikey
loves Brave.
Mikey loves Brave.
Dave likes Cars too. Yeah. I like Good Dinosaur.
No, my son likes Cars too. I deal with Cars too.
Cars 2 is not bad.
It's not.
I like Bugs Life. That's my like B list Pixar movie that I love.
Yeah, yeah.
The more I watch Cars 2, the more I like it.
Yeah, and have we seen the trailer for Cars 3? Have you guys seen?
I'm scared of it.
Wasn't there just a teaser?
Teaser.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's
the poster is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like Lightning McQueen is.
So maybe their whole deal is every third movie. So if it's like a trilogy, and the third one is the one that's the heavy one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like Toy Story 3 was pretty heavy. Yeah. Cars 3 is going to be pretty heavy, obviously.
I'm not ready for that.
I know it's going to be sad. Lightning.
I haven't shown my son the trailer. I'm like, I don't know that he's going to do. He needs more information than that.
Yeah, I know.
One of my favorite memes I've seen so far is where it says starting 2016. It shows a picture of Lightning McQueen like just driving down the highway, and then ending 2016. It shows him midair in the wreck. You know.
I tried to participate in that, but the meme was created for an nefarious reasons, so I don't. Yeah. It was just I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I know what
I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So
favorite Christmas guilty pleasures, and this is the top five that we're gonna do. And this is kind of a of course we've done Christmas movies, we've done family movies. Of course we did family movies last year, and last week we did family gathering movies, both with Coffin. And this
how
time,
many different ways can we talk about
so
Christmas
now,
movies?
We're gonna find some of our favorite Christmas movies that you know what just aren't very good, but we just can't help but love anyway.
I mean, my definition was that maybe some people wouldn't consider a traditional Christmas movie, maybe. And not, like, the movie itself might be okay, but people wouldn't say, go straight to that and say, oh, that's a Christmas movie
really,
I watch every year.
That's not really a guilty pleasure, though. Like, if you said, you're probably not going to say this, but if you said Die Hard,
we would argue
the merits of whether that's a Christmas movie or not, but not the quality of the movie. These movies, I think we're going to list. We're going to argue the quality of the movie because out of the five I have, four of them kind of suck.
Yeah,
I love them.
Yeah. At least four of the ones that I have are, I looked on Rotten Tomatoes, and only one of mine was up there, 16 above or whatever. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
All right, so Pinky, why don't you kick us off? Your number five Christmas guilty pleasure.
My number five, I'm going to start off with Arthur Christmas, the animated feature film that came out.
Wait, are you talking about like the little marmot?
Little aardvark?
No.
Isn't he a marmot?
Is he an
anteater or something?
No, that's
That's Arthur. What are you talking about?
Like the Arthur? No, no,
no, not the
one on PBS.
Not the kid series.
Not the kids. The holiday Christmas special of Arthur is my number five.
You are a millennial, so maybe you grew up on Arthur Christmas.
This is one of those movies we saw the trailer for like 3 months, and then after it came out, like
nobody.
I don't even know
it.
What
no,
this
it
movie
just,
is about.
Disappeared. It completely
what is it about?
Well, like okay, so Christmas.
Tommy, can you pull up the movie
Christmas
for that?
Santa has like a small.
Is it live action or animated?
No, it's an animated feature.
Okay, but it's not the marmot.
No, it's not the anteater.
Okay.
It's not the PBS character.
That's not an anteater.
Arthur itself is not a marmot. He's an anteater or an aardvark, one or the other, but he's not a marmot.
He's like a squirrel or something.
He is an anteater.
He's not an anteater. He doesn't have a long snout.
He's an anteater. Like, Tommy will look it up.
Jennifer, you have like 9 kids. You should know this stuff, right?
Yeah, he's an anteater.
He does not have a snout.
No, we've just had that question before.
Whatever. That's how the author intended him to be, whether he looks like that or not. Anyway. All right. Anyway, Arthur Christmas. It's about one of Santa's sons. He's kind of an oddball. He doesn't fit in with the elves or anything, making toys or anything.
Oh, okay.
He joins like the like Santa or like the elf secret service to help Santa deliver a package one night.
Right.
And like I went into this, like Dave said, like there were so many trailers for this. There was like a lot of build up, and like I watched it expecting it to be crap. It's not that bad. It's actually pretty cute.
You are like such a poster boy for MoviePass. You see everything, dude. I mean,
just for the record,
I mean, why not?
The TV series, he's an aardvark. So he's, according to Wikipedia, he is an aardvark.
So he's not an anteater. An anteater has a long snout and eats ants.
Okay, okay. I was mistaken.
What am I? No, there is a children's character, though, that is an anteater, and I can't think of what it is.
Well, I don't know. But,
I thought it was Arthur.
No, Arthur's he's an
anyway, aardvark, Arthur Christmas. Dude. Yes.
Arthur Christmas, my number five, yeah.
Jennifer, what's your number five?
Well, okay. So I actually had a slightly different definition for a couple minds. I'll throw those at the end. I'll rearrange my list.
Good.
So
I love definitions.
I swear I gave her the list.
No, I love it.
You did say correctly. I just, my, you know, Grease is a summer movie definition is that some of them are not bad movies, but they are not ever watched. Okay, so for example, Holiday Inn is a flawless movie, but it is not ever watched at Christmas because people are watching White Christmas instead. So it's like this, but that's not a guilty pleasure. It's just sort of a lesser watched movie. So I won't go that way. I will go instead with a movie that I have no idea if it holds up, but when I was younger, we watched it, Ernest Saves Christmas.
Nice.
Mikey loves Ernest Saves Christmas. Oh, yeah, he loves Ernest.
Yeah, that, I have not mean, seen look, it in you know, years,
spoiler alert,
but I
that is on my
fond
list.
Memories
I mean,
of it.
Yeah, that's certainly on my list. I mean, because that's actually my number one Christmas movie of all time, plus my guilty pleasure.
I'm going to have to watch it again.
It's in my top five. I mean,
it's a lot better
good
than
memories
Ernest
associated
scared
with
stupid.
It.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what it is about that particular character, but he just resonates with me, just his, he's just so innocent in everything that he does, and he's a very earnest person, so, I mean, it's just, I don't know, I love it, I mean, I love that character, even the one that you make fun of, Scared Stupid Pinky, I like Scared Stupid, it's scared harmless, stupid. It's completely harmless, that's what's great about those movies, you can kind of, like, watch them with your family, I mean, yeah, there's gonna be, like gross out stuff or whatever, but they are completely harmless.
Yeah. So movie freaked me out when I was younger.
You know, my number five, I'm going to mention this because I think I might be, out of 330 million people in the country, the only person that ever talks about this movie. My number five movie is a TV movie that came out in the early 80s, and Mikey knows of this only because I talk about it. Pinky may know of it because I've talked about it. That is Jacqueline Smith and Paul LaMatte in The Night They Saved Christmas. It's a TV movie that came out many, many, many years ago, and 82 or 80, 84, something like that. Let's see.
Well, at the North Pole.
Yeah, here's the trailer. 17 seconds.
They plan for every
Dave always gets clips.
But one.
You're going to blow up Santa Claus.
Jacqueline Smith and Art Carney.
You're going to ruin Christmas forever.
You believe in Santa Claus, the night they save Christmas. Thursday.
The night they save Christmas. It's so bad and so cheesy, but basically they're in the North Pole, and there's an oil rig, there's an oil company out there blasting in the North Pole, and they're going to blow up Santa Claus, but Santa Claus and his elves are trying to tell them they need to go elsewhere, and of course they have to essentially kidnap Jacqueline Smith and her kids to bring them to North Pole City to meet Santa Claus so they can convince them that, you know, that it's not on site A, it's over on site B. I love this movie. It's great, and it's on YouTube. You can watch the entire thing. It's a family show, family movie, and again, I'm the only person that ever talks about this film, and so that's my number five guilty pleasure. And if you've never seen it, folks, listening audience, go find this movie. It's so great. So there you go.
Okay, well, my number five, and this is sort of what I was alluding to. This has not as high of a percentage as Arthur Christmas, which has 92% on Rotten Tomatoes
really
by critics.
Really didn't see that coming.
My number five, though, is 1994's The Ref. I absolutely love The Ref, but it's not a traditional...
I knew that was going to be your list.
Yeah, it's not a traditional Christmas film, although... The whole film takes place during the Christmas season, but essentially you've got, you know, a hostage situation type film. You've got Dennis Leary is a cat burglar who breaks into this rich person's house, and he's on the lam, and he ends up with this dysfunctional family. Kevin Spacey is in this thing. Judy Davis is in this thing, and they are the, you know, atypical dysfunctional family, always yelling at each other, and directed by the late, great Ted Demme, one of my favorite directors, even though he, you know, only directed a couple things. I just think it's very funny film, but it's not one, it's rated R, it's not one that you would traditionally sit down with the family and watch, you know, but it had to be in my guilty pleasures list. You know, as some people would say Die Hard is a Christmas film, I'm saying The Ref is a Christmas film, you know, takes place during Christmas. You see Christmas all throughout this film, and, you know, ends up being a pretty good story, you know, families end up coming together and stuff like that. But there's a hilarious scene with Judy Davis. She's a very, you know, sort of hoity-toity type of person. So she's having like a traditional druid Christmas, and she has like this hat on that with candles. This very traditional, you know, type of you know, Christmas celebration that she's trying to have, and because it's in this rich neighborhood in, you know, in New York State area or whatever. So it's a really funny movie. If you've never seen The Ref, Pinky, you have got to see The Ref. I would venture to say that The Ref is Dennis Leary's best movie he ever did. Not necessarily his best role. I know he was really good on that TV show on FX or whatever, The Rescue, but I mean, this is certainly his best movie.
If I'm not mistaken, this is the one that at the yard sale, when we, funny story,
it is.
We were selling all of our videos.
We were selling our VHS.
We were all splitting up, and we were all kind of going, you know, I had just gotten married. We were selling a bunch of our stuff. Mikey had just gotten married, so he was selling a bunch of his stuff and whatever. And of course, we had all our DVD, our all VHS tapes lined up. And The Ref, of course, a couple walked up, and they were like, hey, we love this movie, and let's buy it. So they did, and Mikey forgot, basically, because I'm sure you just forgot to tell them that the movie's ending. Basically, the last 20 minutes of the movie were completely screwed up, and you couldn't watch it. So,
I mean, and a very similar thing happened with Tron as well. Yes. I mean,
I hope they listened to the show.
Tron was
all jacked up too.
It was almost more egregious because it was a grandmother with her two grandchildren. They were going on a beach trip, trying to find.
And Granny was buying them movies to watch.
Yeah,
at the beach.
And I was
and
like,
the kid
oh,
was like,
Tron!
Let's, I want to get Tron.
You got to get Tron. Tron's the best. So, yeah, I mean...
Well, in fairness, that's the grandmother's fault for buying movies at a yard sale for your grandchildren
right,
to watch.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, if you don't love your grandchildren, that's fine, but don't, you know, make this whole affront of, I'm going to show them love by buying $2 movies at a yard sale.
Yeah,
that's
just,
it's her
charging
fault.
$2 a VHS?
This is 2004.
Oh,
so,
well, I guess that's a little more.
It was like $2 a piece or 3 for $5, which was a whole mathematical mess, by the way.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Anyway, all right, Pinky, what's
your
number four?
Speaking of bringing families together, my number four is going to be Fred Claus.
Oh, nice.
And I can guarantee you this one will not be 92% on Rotten Tomatoes because this movie is terrible. Basically what it is, it's about Fred Claus, who is Santa Claus's younger brother. And so for some reason, not important, like Fred has to move up to the North Pole to help out with things, help Santa out. He's stressed out this time of year or something. He wants to see his brother. And Vince Vaughn is in it. I have a thing for Vince Vaughn Christmas movies. Like Four Christmases is another guilty pleasure of mine. It's just a fun, harmless movie.
I've never seen Fred. It's just stupid.
I missed that one. Now,
I remember when it came, because Paul Giamatti's like Santa Claus.
Paul Giamatti, yeah, Elizabeth Banks is in it too.
I need to watch more Christmas movies. By doing this list, I discovered that I have not seen as many Christmas movies as I thought I had.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good by any means, but it's one I really, really enjoy.
A 45% audience, 21% critics.
Yeah,
that's
what I figured. It would be in the 20s.
Rotten Tomatoes, so... Jennifer, you're number four.
All right. Well, I was able to swap out one of my honorable mentions, but I'm keeping this one in. I have no idea how it's acclaimed, but 1970s Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's a Rankin Bass movie, so it cannot be bad. But they've made like a million more than just Frosty and Rudolph. It is basically mostly it's a super cheesy story about how this guy, started delivering toys to a neighboring town where fun was outlawed, and his name, you know, became Kris Kringle and Santa Claus. I mean, like the whole story, and then why he had to grow a beard and why. So it's like the origin story of Santa Claus, but it's incredibly cheesy. But it's one that we watch every year. So
yeah, I enjoy that one quite a bit.
But it's definitely weird. Telling my kids I was all excited about it, and then I'm watching it. I'm like, this is really kind of a weird movie.
Pretty trippy. Yeah.
there is a lot of that Rankin and Bass stuff that can get weird for certain. Yeah.
It's
Fred Astaire, Mickey Rooney, and Paul Frees, who is known for Haunted Mansion stuff. And not bad. I probably have seen this.
Oh yeah, you have. Everybody's seen it.
But it's been a
Paul
long
Paul
Frees
is Burgermeister Meisterburger.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
the one.
Yes,
he's the guy
yes.
who doesn't want toys in his town.
Yeah. Everybody's seen that one, I would think.
Burgermeister. That's a good name. That's not as good as Goodnight Robichaud, but Burgermeister Meister Burger. That's still a good name. Yeah. So, all right, my number four, and I think Pinky is a fan of one of these kind of movies, but I'm a big fan of the Gary Marshall Ensemble holiday films. I think you're a Valentine's Day fan, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm a New Year's Eve fan.
Good grief.
Okay. And I mean, check out this Oscar winning cast here. You got Halle Berry, Oscar winner.
Right.
Jessica Biel, John Bon Jovi, Abigail Breslin. Oscar nominee, Ludacris, BET award nominee,
Chris Bridges,
Bobby De Niro winner, Josh Duhamel, married to a Grammy winner, Zac Efron, Hector Elizondo, my girl Katie Heigl, Ashton Kutcher, Seth Meyers, Leah Michelle with the overbite, Sarah Jessica Parker, Dave. Michelle Pfeiffer, Hilary Swank, 2-time Oscar winner, and Sofia Vergara. It's this whole like happening on New Year's Eve, and you know, you've got all these different subplots
so
all kind
not
of intertwined
so
together.
Not Christmas is what
it
I
is
heard.
A Christmas movie, too. It's more of a, it's Christmas, New Year's Eve. I mean,
it's because the decorations haven't quite come down
exactly.
yet.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
They're still celebrating Christmas.
Just checking.
Also, you know,
so like when the day you graduate from high school, you're celebrating summer, kind of like that?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, okay. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Carrie Elwes is in this, Alyssa Milano, Sarah Paulson. There's something for everybody in this movie.
Yeah, it sounds like
You know, so
not me, but it sounds like
it's a great film. And if I ever find it on streaming, Mike, you might have to watch this.
No, I haven't seen any of those.
Now it's
I need to give you Valentine's Day.
No, yeah, you own it.
No.
Okay. When you said give, I thought maybe you owned it because sometimes you do have a tendency to go buy things like Bed of Roses or whatever you went and
Untamed
bought.
Untamed Heart.
It did get a Golden Raspberry Award nomination for Worst Picture,
yeah,
Worst Actress for Sarah Jessica Parker, Worst Director, and Worst Screenplay. But, you know, overall, I love it. I do. I think it's a fun movie, and it's just a lot of fun to watch the intertwining of the characters and the ensembles and whatever. So it's I've never actually seen all of Valentine's Day, so I guess I should go back.
I haven't seen New Year's Eve.
And then
Mother's
Day.
I don't know.
We should just switch DVDs.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, my God.
We'll be like Gary Marshall Twinkies. So.
There we go.
All right, so New Year's Eve. Mikey?
That's just gross.
Oh, no, yeah, Mikey?
All right, well, my number four, and this is not intentional, but it's a very similar movie to The Ref. This one's called Trapped in Paradise, starring Nicolas Cage, John Lovitz, and Dana Carvey. I absolutely love it. It's almost the same exact premise as The Ref, but these are three brothers that... you know, try to rob a bank on Christmas Eve in a small little Pennsylvania town. So the town basically figures out what their plot is. And, of course, everybody learns something by the end of the movie about themselves. And so it's a very special movie. This one's, you know, a little bit more family friendly than The Ref. This one's PG-13, I believe. So if you've got some older children, perhaps you can watch this. But Dana Carvey's great in it. He plays the sort of the dim-witted kleptomaniac brother. John Lovitz is just sort of the skeezball brother. And, of course, Nicolas Cage, since he's the star of the film, is the brother that always has all the plans and everything, but he's really a stand-up guy in the end or whatever. Mm. So it's that type of thing. It's another one that... you know, you may argue that it's not a Christmas movie totally, but there's, you know, a good message at the end of it, and it takes place during Christmas, so I really love it. Trapped in Paradise. Certainly a guilty pleasure because it's not a good movie at all.
Mm. I was wondering if that would come up, because I think I remember you liking that film.
I do love
from
it,
way back
yeah.
in the day.
Yeah,
so,
as long as I can, anytime I can mention it, I will.
It's a Christmas guilty pleasure.
The
so
more people
go.
Can watch it, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I mentioned this one last week, but it's so bad, it deserves to be on this list, and that's I'll Be Home for Christmas.
with JTT.
JTT.
Yeah, you know me.
Holy crap, this movie is so bad. I actually haven't seen this in about 10 years, so like I'm scared to rewatch it, because I'm sure I'll be like, what's wrong with me?
This was at the pinnacle of JTT's career. He could do no wrong.
This is like mid like Home Improvement era. I really do enjoy this. Of course, a kid just driving home for Christmas from California to, I don't know, like Midwest somewhere. Anyway.
Cincinnati,
and just,
probably.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure that's it.
That's south.
And, just the adventures he gets, or the shenanigans he gets to along the way. And It's just a really fun movie. It's definitely like just brain candy. You don't have to pay attention at all. You can go make a snack in the kitchen and come back and follow the movie. Just
I've
fine.
Never seen this movie,
and it's fun. It's a Disney film. There you go, Dave. It's,
there you go.
It's
Pinky,
under, it's,
you're kind of a Christmas film completist. It seems like you see every Christmas movie that comes out. I'm the complete opposite. I don't.
Or
see
you could
take. I've actually seen ones every year. That's the problem.
Yeah, take out the word Christmas, and he's seen every movie that comes out.
Right. Perfect. Exactly. Yeah. This is true. This is
now
true.
Because this is a Disney movie. Jennifer, did you go to the premiere of this one in 93, 94, whenever it came out?
No, this is when all my friends were in love with JTT and I just didn't see it.
That's
so.
Right.
Oh, no, right. I did not. I don't know. I was not invited.
It's really hard to find. No one plays it. I mean, you can't find it anywhere. I don't know. Maybe there's like a hidden DVD copy on somewhere. Right. But
oh, 1998. Wow. Jessica Biel also in this one. She has a thing for Christmas movies.
Yeah. Jessica Biel.
Gary Cole. And,
keeping her employed, apparently.
Hey, you know what? It works, I guess.
Oh, Lumberg's in this one?
Lumberg's in this one,
Oh, I like that.
DVD on Amazon for $6. Add to
get
cart.
It, Pinky.
Add to cart? Is that the Blu-ray? Or
no, that's the DVD.
Oh, it's the DVD.
I'm sure there's no Blu-ray copy of this.
Oh,
like,
no,
they're not going to waste...
There's got to be by this
hold
time.
Hold on.
There's got to be a Blu-ray.
No, it's just DVD or Amazon Video.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even think this came out in theaters. I think it was like
Oh, no, it was
it
a theater.
That was
movie.
A theater.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, JTT was big time, man.
Yeah, he's a pretty big deal. Yeah. Okay. He was a pretty big deal. Yeah.
He was young Simba.
This is true. Yeah. Very true, yeah.
And Pinky hates the Lion King, so this kind of got JTT back in his good graces.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, Jennifer, number three.
All right, now I can't argue this is a bad movie, but you guys have said it repeatedly that it is. So I'm just playing the crowd, I guess. But I love the Santa Claus 3 and even 2 almost as much as I love 1. Like, I think that whole trilogy is so good.
So 3 is the one with Martin Short as
with
Jack
Martin
Frost.
Short, and I love Martin Short, and he's
isn't
sort of a guilty pleasure
clause?
In and of himself. But
or is that the Mrs.
No, that's 2. No.
Which one is
3? 3, no, 2 is he gets married,
that's
and then
right.
3 is when Jack Frost tries to take. Oh, trust me, I watch these 3
right,
every
but what's
year.
The, what's
like,
the subtitle?
But you hate these.
The subtitle. I don't know that there was one on the
Santa
third
Claus
one.
Is just Santa Claus 2. And like there is no subtitle.
Santa Claus 3 is the Escape Clause.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Isn't there a Mrs. Claus or something? Or am I making that up?
Yeah,
completely?
But I think it's like the. It's not the wedding clause. It is. That's number 2. Is definitely
I think,
that.
I think it's just.
But
Santa
I don't know
Claus
that it has a subtitle.
Okay.
But he definitely has to get married in 2.
Yeah, it's just Santa Claus 2 is what it is.
But then 3 is definitely the Escape Clause. And it's like a, I mean, you bring back Neil, the second Neil, after they darened him. And then, like, all the kids are much older and he's married and he's having a baby. And he has to, like, Jack Frost takes over he tricks him to take over the gig. And it's very, very silly. But I think they're a unit. I have to watch all 3 of them every year, so.
I watch the first
sorry?
One every year.
I love them. That's all right. I don't even care.
I've never seen any of them.
The first one.
Oh, not even the first one?
First one's good.
I've
the first
never
one,
seen
I'm
going
to give
no,
to you because
yeah.
The first one is really is absolutely. I didn't even put it on my guilty pleasures list because I consider
no,
it
it's
like
on a
really
lot of
good.
People's guilty pleasure list.
Like it is a good movie. I,
no,
think,
I don't know. I never saw. I haven't seen any of them.
That was Tim Allen in his heyday.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give you my. Like
it feels
Christmas
like the first
collection.
One was a great movie that they never should have made sequels for. I'll get it absolutely, but
well, it's
I like
Disney
the
though.
I
mean,
but, and
gonna...
like the thing is, like they waited like 10 years too.
Yeah,
the first one came out in like 1994, and then like Santa Claus 2 came
it was
out
2002.
Like, yeah, I was like,
and then 2006 was the third one.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess I was looking for the subtitle because I swear I'd heard the Santa Claus 2 was called the Mrs. Claus, but it's not a subtitle.
Well,
it's just
they
that's
do.
In the movie, you know.
They do. That's like that's a line, though. Yeah. Like there's another clause. And he says, yeah, I know. He puts in the suit, blah, blah, blah. And he says, no, the Mrs. Clause. Like that's definitely a line. This is how the movies go.
I'm glad
right? Like,
that you know all the lines of the film.
Very gimmicky. They're very gimmicky.
I feel like
and this
I don't
one's
need to
like
see
the
it,
most
now.
Gimmicky. But I just thought Martin Short, he is a guilty pleasure. Like that's it. So. Yeah.
He's good.
I love him. I love him in the Canada film in Epcot. And I think he's great.
Is he Canadian?
Short is
yeah.
Martin Short's
okay.
very Canadian.
I guess that makes sense. So.
He was he was up in the not the Second City, but I think
SCTV.
I think he was SCTV. Yeah, I want to say that was SCTV.
All right, so my number 3, and this is kind of the reason for this list because I'd said I kind of want to talk about this. Reindeer Games, 2000. John Frankenheimer. This is his final theatrical release.
Right.
Ben Affleck, Gary Sinise, Charlize Theron, Danny Trejo, Donald Logue. You know, Isaac Hayes is in this. Dennis Farina, everybody loves Dennis Farina, and Ashton Kutcher as college kid. the Reindeer Games, basically, it's a prison escape, and there's a mixed identity, and Ben Affleck in his Ben Affleck best before he became a director and actually good. This is back when he was with Jennifer Lopez making the Geely thing going on,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And it's about a robbery, and there's a casino, and they're all dressed as Santa Claus and the robber, and it's completely ridiculously stupid. This movie is terrible. And I love it. I do. This is one of those guilty pleasures. I can watch it anytime. I just kick back and I just enjoy Reindeer Games.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's no reason to enjoy Reindeer Games because it really is a terrible film. And I'm actually looking up to see how bad it actually is in Rotten Tomatoes because I know it's got to be very, very low.
Oh, it's in the teens, so, I'm sure.
Pinky, have you seen Reindeer Games?
I have not.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's
craptastic.
I didn't know it was a Christmas movie.
Yeah, 25% on critics, 27% on audience. And so, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah,
it's Gary Sinise is terrible, and just he's mailing it in. Every time he looks off camera, you think he's like looking for his paycheck so he can get out of there, and that's that bad. So, it's good stuff. I recommend all of you go not see this movie because it's just that bad. Now, Reindeer Games, it's bad.
Well, my number three, Jennifer stole my thunder on this one, but it's Ernest Saves Christmas. I absolutely love this movie. I make a point to watch it every Christmas. I mean, this movie. Home Alone and Christmas Vacation are my three go-tos every single Christmas. Christmas Story doesn't really need to exist, but it's horrible. I don't know why people like it. But
Ernest Saves Christmas? You're right. I don't know why people like it.
Ernest Saves Christmas is essentially Santa decides he wants to retire for whatever reason, bumps into Ernest, and he's trying to basically say, hey, you need to go find Santa Claus, or you need to find the next Santa Claus. And so it's just, you know, it's Ernest at his best. He's on capers. He's basically the American Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's the easiest way. He's basically the American Mr. Bean. So, I mean, I love all the Ernest films. I've seen all of them. If there is ever a Blu-ray filmography, like all of the films, I will buy it. I mean, there's not some of them are on Blu-ray, but his final film, Ernest Rides Again, unfortunately has not made it to Blu-ray yet. I don't know if it ever will, but
I feel that pain. They didn't give I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I know, dude. I'm just sad,
it's
man.
Like, what's going
and
on?
It's unfortunate because Blu-ray is kind of a dead format now. And so, I mean, you know, if there is a physical format, it's 4K now. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. So, yeah, good. It's my number three.
Nice, nice.
Pinky, number two for you.
Oh, it's got to be Home Alone 3. I mean, we all talk about Home Alone 1 and 2, and those are
and
fun
you
movies.
Talk about
just
Home Alone,
one,
the rest
just
of them.
One. I was gonna say.
Oh, Pinky loves all these Home Alone movies.
I really do,
them.
And I saw that there was a fourth one. I'm gonna have to go and hunt that one down. But Home Alone 3, it's the one without Kevin in it, so it's like a completely different story.
Alex D. Linz.
Yeah, and like the Russian mob is literally after a kid. Like it is absolutely ridiculous. I think it was the film debut of Scarlett Johansson. She's in this.
You might be right.
I know she plays the kid's brother or whatnot. She's on the screen for like maybe 3 minutes, but really, really fun movie. And it's like one of those, it's like the kid is never really in danger. I mean, the parents are just at work the whole day and they're just a phone call away, but I don't care. I love this movie, and I would watch Home Alone 3 above Home Alone 2. Like it's not passing Home Alone, but I'm gonna put it above Home Alone 2.
This was actually her sixth film.
Oh wow. Excuse me.
North, Just Cause, If Lucy Fell, Manny and Lo, and Fall, and then Home Alone 3. Mm. So yeah, close enough. But I've never seen this one.
This launched her career.
If I have seen this one, I don't remember having seen this one. Directed by a guy named Raja Gosnell and written by John Hughes. So he knew better.
Wow.
So this is what's interesting to me, though. If you go on Rotten Tomatoes, you'll usually see a section that says, if you like this movie, people who like this movie also like these movies. Movies that people who like Home Alone 3 also like include Kangaroo Jack.
That movie's not terrible.
Baby Geniuses. And Air Bud 2, Golden Receiver. So that's the kind of the company you're keeping there. And so so very good. Alex D. Linz with Home Alone 3. And now, you're right, there is a fourth one.
Oh, yeah.
That came out.
Yeah, it was like direct to, that one was direct to video.
I'm going to have to hunt that one down this Christmas season.
Yeah, you probably can find it on YouTube for the whole
But that one is a new, it's not Alex D. Linz, it's a new kid.
No, it's another kid.
That's okay. Home Alone 3 was a new kid, and that turned out really well.
Did
Mike
it?
Weinberg is in this one.
Mike Weinberg.
Oh, yeah. And there's a fifth one.
Oh, my
gosh.
Home Alone Holiday Heist TV movie.
But Pinky,
isn't that the first movie? Is basically what that is, like Holiday Heist.
I kind of feel like we've had this discussion, and you did the same thing. Like, oh my gosh, there's a fifth one.
Yeah, that's right. That's
like, I feel like we've had these exact same discussion on the podcast.
Okay,
some deja vu.
Yeah, there we go. Wow. I'm gonna have to hunt these down because I haven't seen them, that needs to change.
Oh, and what's great about Holiday Heist, Home Alone 5. They just dropped the whole Kevin McAllister completely. It's Finn Baxter because it's 2012. No 9-year-old is named Kevin in 2012. They're named Finn. And they're named Alexis and they're named Jodell and Malcolm and things like that.
Oh,
so
wow, this looks terrible. I can't wait.
Wow.
Oh boy. All right, Jennifer, number two for you.
Well, I actually didn't mean to put two of these on there, but my next guilty pleasure, I've watched this in every year since I was a child, is when Frosty the Snowman gets a wife in Frosty's Winter Wonderland.
I don't know. That's the other animated one. Yeah, I've seen that. But that's not...
I think it came out in the 80s. I don't know. But he has a wife named Crystal.
Yes.
And it's the whole, like, her... creation, like the half of the movie is 100% the same exact movie as Frosty the Snowman. And then the second half, and it's only like 30 or 40 minutes, but the second half then is Jack Frost feeling left out. Maybe I have a soft spot for Jack Frost, but not the movie Jack Frost, so that might be on one of yours. But Jack Frost then wants to steal the hat so that Frosty can't be so popular. It's a really terrible storyline. But we watch it every year. I love it. I think what happened is when we didn't own any of those movies like on VHS or DVD, like at my parents' house, and you miss them, like before DVR, you'd like miss the Pinky. It used to be like where you couldn't record shows on television.
What?
So you'd have to like, we'd miss it. And then they play Frosty's Winter Wonderland and Rudolph's Shiny New Year like 12 times in December. And they play the others like once. So if you miss them, you had way more of an opportunity to watch like the second and third rate part of their story.
Oh no. No DVR. Rudolph's
Shiny New Year is also.
Well, I'll
one
tell you how we lived. We would use a VCR with a big cassette tape, and basically
it's a video cassette.
And if you wanted to record over it, you would have to tear off the little dangle and put a piece of tape over it.
Believe it or not, I actually taped a few things with a VHS.
Yeah. So there you go.
No, but it's that and then like Rudolph's Shiny New Year, all these like extra, that's another, they got to stop with like the one that there's a Christmas carol about. That's got to be it. But I love it. Yeah, I love Frosty's Winter Wonderland.
Yeah. So I'm looking online for Home Alone 5 Holiday Heist. Three
different
links.
You're back at that, huh?
Well, three different links has it as full movie in English. So you click on it. And there's another movie called Painful Secret, a Lifetime movie that's actually in its place.
Oh, no.
So just don't get too excited if you go on YouTube and look for it, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to hit one of these links. Rhea Perlman in Painful Secret, Lifetime movie.
I have seen the fifth one at Big Lots. And they sell,
That's like, a movie you'd find out.
Yeah, they
that's
sell.
A Big Lots movie.
You get a bargain hunt. You get three videos for $5 or
whatever. I have seen that, yeah. Dave, what's your number two?
My number two. And Pinky and I were talking about this earlier because I think he loves this movie, too. Because it does have Vince Vaughn in it. And I saw this twice at the theater because I love it so much. Four Christmases.
Yeah, it's good.
I like this one.
Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon play Brad and Kate, and they are basically divorced parents, both of them. Both have divorced parents, so they have to do four different Christmas time gatherings. And, you know, of course, you have all the different personalities and the families. Jon Favreau
is awesome in this.
Yeah. He plays Denver, which is Vince Vaughn's brother, Brad's brother. Brad's real name, I believe, is Dallas or Orlando, one or the other, because they were named after whichever city they were conceived
in.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you had Denver,
helps
you had
you
Dallas,
forget.
And you had Orlando. That's what it was. And so Dwight Yoakam's in this, Tim McGraw.
That's actually a life hack. They'll never forget.
There you go. Sissy Spacek, John Voight, Robert Duvall. This is a fun movie.
Yeah.
It is PG-13 for a reason. There is some adult stuff in here, so this is not necessarily just for the kids, obviously, but I love this movie. This came out about the same time as Couples Retreat, which I also love,
which is
not a Christmas movie, but I can watch these movies kind of back-to-back, and they kind of have the same vibe, mostly Vince Vaughn, both in both of them. Love it. Love this movie. Four Christmases.
My number two.
I love Vince Vaughn and Couples Retreat, and I've not seen that one still.
You should see Four Christmases.
I'll have to watch it.
I think you might like it.
Four Christmases is a classic Vince Vaughn. Yeah, it's a must-watch. Yeah. I mean, it's not like his newest.
And Reese Witherspoon is good, too. When she's given good material, she can be really funny.
I like her, too. Yeah.
She can be really funny when she's given good stuff. So,
All right.
Mikey, number two.
I may have to turn in my man card for these last two. These last two are really doozies.
Holiday in Handcuffs with Jim Hart?
You made me watch that.
I did. You loved it. Yeah. You loved it.
My number two is 1989's Prancer. basically, this little girl finds a reindeer that she thinks is Santa's, and she's trying to, this reindeer is injured. She's trying to nurse it back to health, and it makes me cry every time. I'm having a hard time not crying just talking about it. It makes me cry every time I watch it. It is the sweetest, most loving film you will ever watch.
It's terrible.
This looks terrible.
It's pretty awful. I've seen it.
Her dad is played by Sam Elliott. It's great. Cloris Leachman's in this thing.
Abe Vigoda is in this. Yeah, they're really speaking to like the young demographic here.
Johnny Galecki's in this thing. And Jesse Bradford plays boy number one in this thing. This is early Jesse Bradford. Not that his career went anywhere.
Right.
But,
was he the guy... I know him from
Jesse
some
Bradford was in Swim Fan.
He was also in Desperate
Housewives. Before that, something else.
Before
he's a love
Swim
interest
Fan?
In some movie. Bring It On, I think.
Is that right? Yeah, I think you're right.
I think he was in
Jesse
Bring It
Bradford,
On.
Yeah.
I'm looking for him in the full cast list, and I'm not seeing him.
He's way at the bottom. Boy number one.
Oh, that's
one.
Right. You said that.
Boy number one. Yeah,
he's not listed in the cast. Oh, yes, he is. Boy number one.
Yeah.
Jesse Bradford.
Yeah, this was early in his career.
Yeah, he was in Bring It On.
That's the only movie I know him from.
The only one I know him from is Swim Fan and Prancer. Those are the only ones I know. But it is, if you want a tearjerker for Christmas, Prancer is the way to go.
Now, have you seen Prancer 2?
No, I have
or
not.
Or 5.
Sometimes I don't watch the sequels.
Well, there is a Prancer 2.
Yeah, it's probably a different girl, though. It's probably not the same girl.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. Let's find out. So Prancer, in 2002 is Prancer 2.
Yeah.
Because they just, Prancer Returns, excuse me.
Yeah, right, sure. Just
one.
Of course.
Oh, of course a different girl.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's Prancer. He's probably, back to Save Another Family. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically,
preteens from a broken marriage live with their mother,
and
they find two reindeer on the way home from school. Yep. They thought is Santa's reindeer.
Yep.
Seems to me like Prancer is a reindeer that keeps screwing up.
Well, it's not really Prancer. That's the whole thing. It's one of Santa's reindeer.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. I mean, anyways.
Prancer.
Wow.
Make sure you have your kerchief out because you will cry if you watch Prancer.
The same could be said of this next film.
Oh,
Have you seen the documentary Deer Prancer?
No, I
haven't.
Shut up, Dave.
Deer Prancer.
Jingle All the Way is my number.
Oh,
of course it is.
And this is like when I watch this movie, this is arguably like the worst acting I have ever seen on screen.
Sinbad.
Sinbad.
He's not a good actor.
Jake Lloyd is in this. I mean, it is terrible. Terrible movie, but I love it, and I watch it every year.
It's not bad, though. It's like, I like anything where there's like a caper involved.
You've actually seen a Christmas movie?
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the
Way. Prancer.
That's because it had Phil Hartman in it. I wanted to see it. I mean,
no,
you can't go wrong with Phil Hartman.
Yeah, it's really, really a lot of fun. Arnold Schwarzenegger plays like an overworked dad, and he forgot to pick up his son, Turbo Man, the newest doll.
I love that movie, actually.
So he goes out on Christmas Eve to try and hunt it down and whatnot, and of course, it's sold out everywhere.
I never figured that as a guilty pleasure, though.
It's kind of like
legit.
It's kind of like Santa Claus. It kind of qualifies
it's
as a
legit,
good,
I
think the acting brings it down to a whole new level because it really is pretty awful.
Now, have you watched Larry the Cable Guy and Jingle All the Way 2?
That was recent.
That was 2014.
Yeah, that was 2014.
I'll have to check it out. Add it to the list.
I think what we're finding out here is all these Christmas movies have crappy sequels. Yeah. That's what we're finding out.
Jingle All the Way, 17% with critics, 37% with audiences.
Because even Christmas Vacation, although that's not a crappy Christmas movie, it has a direct sequel. It's like Cousin Eddie's Adventure or something like that.
Same with Christmas Story. Great Christmas movie.
Oh, it does have the sequel.
They came out with like a sequel like a couple of years ago, and I was like, why? Why does this exist?
Jingle All the Way 2 doesn't even have a critic score. It's only 30% with audiences, and that's it.
Right, yeah. I think it was a Crackle original.
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Aren't they all? All right, Jennifer, number one for you, your favorite Christmas guilty
pleasure. Drum roll, please.
I kind of feel like I should go last so I can just drop the mic and walk out because this is a bad, bad, bad movie.
You're not going to beat mine, sister.
Mine is not
There's
as
no
bad.
Oh,
way.
I don't know.
Mine's not as bad as yours probably is. So if you'd like me to go, then you go. We can do
no,
it.
No, 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 no.
No, it's good. I am 100% sure that you guys have not seen this movie. It is Care Bears, The Nutcracker.
Oh my God.
And
Jennifer, that's my number one.
That you've is not my, seen it, right?
That is my number one. No,
shut
that,
up. You're joking.
No, I have seen that crap.
What is
that
wrong is, with you, Mike?
I've seen that crap.
That is my number one. Care Bears.
No way. Are you serious?
Yes. I when I was a kid, I was obsessed with Care Bears.
I had to track it down.
He's not kidding.
DVD so my
He's
kids
not
watch
kidding.
I watch it. They are not allowed to watch it without me until I've seen it. Like, I love this movie. And it is so terrible because I don't think there's a good Care Bears movie anywhere.
No,
and it's like
not
even really the Nutcracker story. It's horrible.
It is
horrible
good.
Movie.
Is it Care Bears?
But I love it.
Nutcracker
Care Bears, Nutcracker
Sweet.
Sweet? Okay, yeah.
Care Bears, that is my number one as well.
No. That's, yeah. Well, okay. Then yours is
I
went, bad.
I can top you,
I feel
though.
Like Dave did not top it, though.
No, Dave can't top it.
No, I can't. I can't top it.
So I went, so the only one that, like, sort of later in the game that got a theatrical release, I went and saw the Care Bears in Wonderland. That got a actual theatrical release, and I went and saw that crap. But this yeah, the Care Bears Nutcracker Suite is horrendous, but I love it. I love it. It is horrendous. It just takes me right back to childhood because I was all into the Care Bears movies. I would always use my little sister as a scapegoat and say, oh, she wants to watch this, Mom. But really,
well,
I want to watch
got,
it.
Well, but it's got, like, pirates and sword fights and...
Oh, Dave, sorry. Good gracious.
It's the Care Bears Nutcracker Suite.
My favorite version of the story was told to me by some friends of mine.
Oh, what a
Care Bears. Lost my memory,
I cannot believe this is on any of your lists, let alone number one.
I can't believe that.
And
yeah,
oh,
I would have never thought. I thought I had an ace up the sleeve on this one.
I even lost my arms.
Oh, the poor Nutcracker. I'm watching it now. It's
oh, the Nutcracker. Yeah, it's vicious.
Oh, it's so bad.
Here, let us help you.
It was supposed to get a theatrical release, but because of the
gosh.
Poor box office of Care Bears in Wonderland, it went straight to TV instead. Yeah.
No, so I had this on VHS as a kid. It was like,
right.
It came out like 88 or 89. And
88.
Yeah, 88.
I watched it all the time. And it's the one, like I said, I had to track it down on DVD and I was so excited to watch it. And even though it was terrible, I just didn't even care. Like it was...
I don't know.
It does have like adventure for boys.
It does.
Like, her brother has like all kinds of fights. And...
Yeah. It was awesome.
Well, just to, because Pinky's curious, he's asking me.
Yeah. Like, what's a Care Bear?
In this story, the school teacher tells children a version of the Nutcracker, which features the Care Bears. While helping a sad girl named Anna, the Care Bears and Care Bear cousins.
That's right.
Lionheart. Meet a wooden soldier and a group of malicious rats from the place called Toyland. Entering this place, Anna and the family learn that an evil vizier is planning to destroy with the help of his rodent army and has his sights on a powerful ring that is long hidden from the Denzians.
Yeah, man. It's got everything, man. I loved it.
It really does.
I cannot believe that is your number one.
And
so
it premiered on the Disney Channel back when Disney, like, you had to pay for the Disney Channel.
Right. Yeah, that's why I saw it because we had the Disney Channel when I was a kid.
Oh, I don't know that we did, but maybe we did.
That's where
we
I saw it
tape,
originally.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I've never owned the VHS. Yeah.
I can send it to you, but not during
Christmas.
Wait,
there was actually a VHS of you found one of those?
No, I have it on DVD.
You've got it on DVD?
It's on DVD.
Like bootleg? Yeah. Or
no, it's like legit. That's actually why I forgot it was called Care Bear Nutcracker Suite. It says Care Bears in the Nutcracker.
Geez,
and it's like it's a DVD. Like it's definitely re-released, but I'm not sure it's even digitally enhanced. It's terrible. But it's on DVD.
It is on DVD for $3.99.
Add to cart.
And
add to cart. There you go. We have quite a collection now with Home Alone 4 and Care Bears.
Four
and five, excuse me. Yeah.
$3.99. Oh, it's on 4K. I'm just kidding.
4K.
and it's so good one of the critics said that the special is strictly for those who prefer jelly beans to Christmas dinner. It's
well, I mean, that's everyone. No.
Yeah, for real. Gosh. Dave,
go.
I don't know what you
know what's annoying though is that this is on DVD and the Muppet Babies aren't.
Yeah,
like,
what's
that's
up with
not
that?
Fair.
That's that is epically wrong.
Yeah. All right, Dave, what do you got?
All right. My number one can't top that at all. It just can't. My clip can't even top it, but I'm gonna play it anyway.
What is your number
one?
It's probably some stupid Hallmark movie, isn't
it?
So I had planned to marry Peter, but I married Jack instead. Thank goodness my father was right.
Hold on.
Life doesn't always turn out the way you plan. But Jack gave me the perfect gift, a stamp in my passport. He took me to Florence for our honeymoon.
Almost there.
I guess you might say he gave me the world. Peter once asked me when it was that I fell in love with Jack. And I told him it was while you were sleeping.
While you were sleeping, I freaking love this movie.
That's
I do.
Not a horrible
I
movie, though.
Love
That's
not a horrible it's movie. It's a. I watch it every time it's on. It's like there are movies that are that are Oscar winners that are higher up in my top 100 whatever. That I will watch this movie over those movies. I love this movie. Wow. It's a Christmas movie. It's a great movie. And honestly, on Rotten Tomatoes, it's like 60 or something percent on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's not as bad as I thought it was. But,
no, yeah. I mean, that's kind of a legit movie.
But you won't find a ton of people who just absolutely just are in love with this movie like I am. So
that was one of my friend's favorite movies growing up.
That is
it's all right. It's good, but not great.
Oh, whatever. That's. I need to send you. You need to watch My Life in Ruins.
It's no Care Bears. I mean.
For real. What is?
I mean, exactly. Gosh. What it actually is. Oy. So that's our guilty pleasure.
Pinky's number one, right?
No, he went first.
The Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah, the Jingle One. Oh, yeah.
So, and Mikey's number one. You got your number one there.
I still kept waiting for you to like say you actually had a different number one. I'm baffled.
I legitimately have that on my list and on my phone as my number one.
What's fun
you.
About these kind of lists too is a lot of times we'll bring up films and we'll get somebody on Twitter. Like one person will go, "I used to love it when I was a kid." So hopefully we can kind of connect with some of those people.
Never fathomed that anybody else would have.
Well, but then again, you never fathomed that somebody in Cincinnati could love this movie as much as you did.
I know.
And so it's like
fans across America.
There are probably people across America that are closeted Care Bear the Nutcracker Suite fans.
Now they can come out.
That are waiting for people on a podcast like this to be able to say, stand up and go.
Safe place.
I love the Care Bears too, and I'm proud of it. I care.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
That's it. That's right.
To give their Care Bear stare, the Care Bear tweet. So guys, if you guys are out there, we want you to speak up, guys and girls, and say, you know what? I love the Care Bears Nutcracker Suite as well. Matter of fact, Mikey will send you the DVD.
That's right. I'll go on.
He will send you the DVD.
I mean, I've already added 5 copies to cart. So, because I want to make sure they're placed throughout the house in case I, wherever there's a DVD player, I'm gonna have a copy of it.
Here's what we're gonna do. Okay, here's exactly what we're gonna do.
Oh, good gracious!
When this episode comes out, if you're listening to the episode, go on our Facebook page, the Deucecast on Facebook. I'm gonna put up a post and I'm gonna say something about the Care Bears movie. If you remember this film, if you like this film, just put a comment in and says, "Yeah, I love this too," or whatever. We will do a drawing. And we will give somebody a DVD copy of the Care Bears the Nutcracker movie. It's $4.
Why
bucks.
Not?
We will all pitch in a buck.
Why not?
Whatever.
Why not?
We will send you a copy. A brand
spanking
new copy.
It's our first contest.
Of the Care Bears the Nutcracker Suite. Go online. Go to Facebook. Like our page or whatever. And, put a comment on there and just tell us, when did you see this movie? What do you like about it or whatever?
Amazon's going to see a huge uptake in Care Bear Nutcracker Suite sales. They're going to have to get back with Rhino Video and get another copy.
Rhino Video.
Well, Rhino, they do all the, all the classics.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Good gracious.
Good times. No. All right, so there's our Christmas guilty pleasures. I can't top Care Bears.
That's pretty fantastic.
While You're Sleeping is my favorite guilty pleasure, but we'll just go from there. So let's talk now about America's favorite... Favorite running segment.
Oh.
Starring Pinky.
This episode.
Yeah. Now, Pinky, let's talk about the movie you had to watch this past time around that Mikey assigned you, and let's talk about it. What was it?
It was Judge Dredd from, 1990 or something.
Now, is this the one that came out a few years ago that was really good?
No. It's not just Dredd.
It's the one with Sylvester Stallone in it, and he plays Judge Dredd.
Rob Schneider, right?
Yeah, Rob Schneider.
Is
yeah.
a bad guy?
Armand Assante.
Armand Assante.
And it's like...
A name not spoken much
of
this
might
podcast.
Be, closer to the comic. I mean, I don't know.
It wasn't.
Max found C-Dell. Judge Dredd is framed for a murder or something. He has to prove his innocence and whatnot.
Right.
Rob Schneider's in there to give it some gravitas.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Well, no, that's the Max von Sydow role.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the one that you might hear the clip of Sylvester Stallone. I am the law. That's him.
Yeah, that's him. So. Yeah, it's a famous quote from it.
All right. So scale of 1 to 5. 1, he hated it. 5, he loved it. And then of course 3 is in the middle. Mikey, what do you think? You assigned it to him.
Probably the middle. He didn't hate it. He didn't love it, but he just kind of was indifferent. Indifference.
I'm gonna say 2. That you didn't absolutely hate it, but you didn't like it.
I
can see Pinky going, "This really was stupid. It was dumb." Because I know Pinky likes crappy movies sometimes, but I feel like this is gonna be below the indifferent. This is gonna be the I just didn't like it.
Right.
Jennifer, what do you think? Having no knowledge of this movie whatsoever.
Zero knowledge. I'm gonna say. Would you say 2 and 3? Is it right?
Yeah, two and three. Yeah, yeah.
Then I'll just say 5 because
oh, he loved
great
it.
Great movie
it.
I've never heard of.
That'd be a Pretty in Pink. Yeah.
Pinky, what do you think?
God, this movie sucked. I mean, it was,
I was gonna go one. Man, I should have gone one.
It was absolutely terrible from like the very beginning. Like, there's no what is Rob Schneider doing in this movie? He has no right being in this film
at
all.
Well, there was a minute of his career that he was the sidekick in a bunch of movies.
Well, yeah, like I get that, but there's no need for that in a Dread movie.
No, there's not. You're right. Like, you don't need comic relief.
And
in a
like
movie.
What I don't think helped it is because like I love like the remake, like the 2012.
Sure.
I love that movie.
That was closer to the actual thing.
And it's just like, this is just so bad. Yeah, and it's like, he doesn't even feel like Dredd. It's like, helmet's off like the entire movie. And it's like, that's...
Sure.
Like, I do know enough to know
Stallone, that... Because he's Stallone. He's not going to leave the helmet on.
But I mean, it was just... It was awful. Like
I am the law. You didn't even like that part?
No. It's just all terrible. It's all ridiculously terrible. There was no redeeming quality in this movie whatsoever.
Come on, Pinky. Give us one. Give us an eye in the law. Come on.
I am the law.
That was horrible. Freaking millennials. Stallone.
That was a whole episode before millennials. Come on, man. You almost made it.
Yeah, there it is. I'm marking it now. There's one.
That's hilarious.
It's so bad. Like
it's
oh man. You know better. Mike.
Armada Sante's horrible in that too. Not that dude's been good in it.
Here we go.
Oh wait. The real one.
There's YouTube quality.
That's horrible. Yeah, that's a bad quality.
All right, so what's next, Jennifer? You're gonna pick up our next Pretty in Pink movie. What do you got for us?
Well, I went back and forth between a couple, and I feel bad because you just watched a terrible movie, and I'm going to give you one that you might love. I don't know. It is a very, very 90s. Like, it is, the style is the 90s, but most importantly, the technology is the 90s, and we joked about the VCR, but it also has a thriller component that you might like. We're going to go with Hackers. Let the record show, this is not one of my favorite movies in the world, but I cannot believe you haven't seen it, and I think you'll like it.
Okay.
Kaufman loves the skateboard scene.
I love the soundtrack, which is a little weird, too.
Johnny Lee Miller, Angelina Jolie in a very early role, Matthew Lillard, Fisher Stevens, and Jesse Bradford.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. There you go.
Some more Jesse Bradford.
So I also know him from that.
We've now talked about Jesse Bradford more in this episode than we have the entire
than the guy's ever been talked about.
The Deucecast
ever.
Movie show ever. Yeah.
Anywhere. Nice. Yes. Yeah.
Anywhere. Nice. No, exactly. So
I don't think I remembered like how kitschy this might be, but that makes for a good movie sometimes, right?
So. It does. Yeah. I mean, this reminds me of like there was a Empire Records. So this and
I
Empire
want to see that. I've never watched
sort
that
of
film.
Came out
I haven't
the same
either.
Time, and it's
that, well,
I
that was
know.
Notorious for being in theaters for 2 weeks because it was so apparently such a flop of a movie.
It was a pretty big flop, but look, Empire Records is not horrible. Liv Tyler's actually pretty good.
I
want to
see it.
I mean,
I'm
okay with it. But
well, what's the Rotten Tomatoes on Hackers? Because I feel like that's not really a cult film because it's not famous enough, but I feel like only a few people liked it.
It's below it's below 60.
I need to see it again. It's been it might have been since the movie came out that I've seen that.
I
film.
Think there's a Hackers 2.
Okay. Rotten Tomatoes 32% critic, 68% audience. 68%? That's not bad.
See, the audiences love it, man.
I think it's probably one of those, if you went to Wikipedia, it would probably say it's developed a cult following since then.
Sure. That in Empire Records. Anytime like it seems like stuff from the 90s really gets those cult following labels. Lot when it might not deserve
except
it.
For Judge Dredd
when it might not deserve cult following. I mean, I don't know. I just some of those movies.
To me, Demolition Man was everything Judge Dredd was.
Yes,
not.
Demolition
Man is.
Awesome.
Have you seen Demolition Man?
Yeah. Okay. You guys have seen that. I really like
that. That's
Demolition
a fun
Man.
Crap movie. Yeah. Judge Dredd is just a crap movie.
It's just a terrible movie. Yeah, there's no redeeming quality.
Well, that is our episode. That's a Christmas guilty pleasures. Jennifer, if we wanted to go online and find you, where could the masses find someone as ingrained in Disney culture as you are?
If you like the Disney stuff, delightful.life is the website. Twitter is the rest of my ramblings at JN Kaufman. That's where you'll find me most often because I slack at the rest of the stuff. So
find Kaufman most often. Very nice. how's Dude Kaufman, by the way? We haven't really talked about him much this episode. How's he doing?
He's doing great. I talked about him once, something Mikey liked earlier, but I don't remember what it was now.
Prancer.
So no, it was not Prancer. I'm not sure how he feels about that. But no, he's doing well, as are the three children that I have.
Very nice.
Do they like Prancer?
The rest of them, I don't know. We've not seen Prancer.
Oh, you guys have seen Prancer.
That and
like
Prancer
it's a family
returns.
Thing. Yeah. It sounded Prancer. Like
it is a very much a family movie. All just right. put the Yule log in the fire and get some hot cocoa and marshmallows, some kerchiefs, and watch some Prancer.
I'll let you know. Well, I guarantee you, I'll cry. I cry just about anything.
There you
so.
Go. There you go.
If that's your goal, then I think you'll accomplish it.
Every time we ask her to be on the podcast, she cries out of sheer just again.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't forget, we are a part of the RetroZap.com podcasting network, and we're very proud to be a part of that. Go online, you'll find all kinds of podcasts that will appeal to you in every possible geeky culture way, from RetroZap Game Club, the occasional podcast with a subreddit, Beltway Banthas, Star Wars Politics, and the We Know Nothing Game of Thrones discussion. Any of those suit your fancy, then go on. There's Animaniacs, there's tons of Star Wars, there's Dune, which we're going to get to in Reflections, I think, next week. Pinky loved Dune, so he can't wait to talk about it. so go online, richardsapp.com as well. My name is Dave, and this is Mikey, this is Pinky. You can find us all at thedeucecast.com. Thank you once again to Tommy for being here. Sean, high five from Sean, coming in from the cold. Oh, your hands are cold, Sean. Get some hot cocoa. Have a seat. Jennifer, thank you once again for joining us. And if we don't talk to you before then, have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. And we'll see you next time.
Yes, definitely.
That's a wrap.
Always my pleasure. Merry Christmas.